Everyone, and good morning. Welcome to this Thursday's tea break. My name is Michael, show manager here at the Clean and Tidy Home Show. And today I am genuinely so excited to be speaking and introducing you to Mix Clean Green. We're going to have Kate Deacon, who is the founder, with us very, very shortly. She is just, oh, that was very quick. She's joining right now. So, else is in the country, but it's really blooming warm today and it's a very, very nice day, so I'm going to go and take my laptop and work in the garden after this, which is going to be great.
Good morning.
Hello. Okay, Kate, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good thanks. Just for the purpose of the recording, I'm just going to do a quick introduction of myself and then I'll hand over to yourself. So I was just saying that I am genuinely really excited to introduce Mix Clean Green to everybody today. My name is Michael, show manager here at the Clean and Tidy Home Show, and I am delighted to be joined by Kate Deacon, founder of Mix Clean Green. So I'm going to pass over to you to introduce yourself and your business.
Hello, Michael. Cool, so good to see you. So I'm Kate and I'm the founder of Mix Clean Green. So we make super eco cleaning products, so they're like concentrates, and they're just, they're just super eco. I don't really know what else to say. They're harm free, petrochemical free, and they're all made by me. So I design them, I make them, I package them, I label them, which essentially it's just me. So
nice. I'm hoping everyone's going to fall in love with you as much as I've fallen in love with you. We only spoke for the first time properly yesterday. It was Paul, who's in South Africa, which signed you up to the show. But I find you so fascinating, and I find your company so fascinating. I'm hoping everybody else does as well.
Okay,
We've already had one come in, My Life at number 46, saying they're amazing products, which is great. So all the love and all the comments, keep them coming in throughout, because we want all the positivity today.
Oh, thank you.
I'd love to know, let everybody know a bit more about your business. Obviously, you're eco-friendly cleaning products, low carbon footprints, as you mentioned, concentrated, sustainable, refillable. So what's your most popular product?
So I've probably got a couple, actually. So the multi mix and the bath mix have almost got like a cult following. It's amazing. So the multi mix is a sweet orange oil. So I use essential oils and not fragrances, because fragrances typically aren't biodegradable. And they can be, but they're really difficult. And actually, there's a lot of it sort of stays in the waterways. So it's one of the things that you can really see when through research, which I do a lot of. And the multi-mix is banging. It's really good. It's got three accolades on it. So Good Housekeeping and Country Living, they gave it second place, actually. First place for Country Living, sorry. For being the best soluble eco cleaner.
Yeah.
It cleans literally everything. I think the only thing that it's not great on is I find that it's not great on glass, but okay. I use tea for glass, so there you go. And the other one is the bath mix. The bath mix is a quirky one. I kind of made it as a bit of a, it's a great product, but the smell is a bit of a play on toothpaste. So it's got English peppermint oil in it, and it smells of chalk mint or Kendall mint cake, someone else has said to me. And it's brilliant. It's brilliant on the bath, the sink, marks on walls, lifting makeup off your dressing table, kind of absolutely everything. And that's, again, like there's a lot of love for that one. Nice. And the floor mix is becoming really popular as well. So that's another super concentrate.
Your sorted nest have said the bath mix is incredible and they love your product. So the multi-mix, what is that sort of in very basic terms? Is it a multi-surface spray?
It's a multi-surface spray, so it's used for pretty much everything and anything. It's really, all my products are really high quality, so I'm going to let you into a secret. I actually use a couple of squirts of multi-mix. If I can't be bothered to go upstairs and remove my makeup, I do a couple of squirts on a cloth and use it on my face, because I know the quality is so good. So everything in the ingredients is... I use predominantly organic oils. I use really high grade biodegradable soaps. So they're much more biodegradable than the legislative standard. So most companies use that as like their benchmark, and mine is 28% above that legal level. And all my oils are sourced as close to home. They're all organic. They're really beautiful quality oils. And a lot of them are made from like waste products, like peels, like from the juice industry. So yeah, the multi-mix is banging and it makes me happy. And I think most of my customers say that. I've got a friend of mine who says whenever she's having a down day, she kind of whips her multi-mix out and she gives a little squirt. And she said she even puts it on the radiator. If she can't manage cleaning, she gives a squirt on the radiator and then it all evaporates off and she's like, okay, I feel better now. So yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, another hack, so I was on a live with JY Candles and they said they do essential oils, and he said put it on, like a drop on the toilet roll just on the inner tube, so when you go in the bathroom it smells really nice. And I tried that and it worked.
That's
great.
So funny, I literally have been planning a reel today about keep putting the laundry scent thingies boosters in their loos. So I was going to do a little reel about why maybe don't do that and alternative tips, and that was going to be one of my tips, was the loo roll, because it just makes such a lovely difference. Just buy a reed diffuser from me, you know.
That's... Well, yeah, there we go. Well, I think we'll come on to that in a minute, but someone said that's incredible, you can even use it on your face. And I think it would be quite interesting for everyone to know your background, if you don't mind, because I think the fact that you can use a multi-purpose spray and use it on your face is remarkable, and I think it shows that your products really are a natural product and a safe product. So yeah, we'd love to know more about your background.
The first thing is just say, please, the multi-mix is not cosmetically tested. I do that because I know what's in it. So yeah, my background. So I'm actually a children's occupational therapist by profession. So I've got a degree in occupational therapy, a degree in psychology and anthropology, and I've also got a lot of master's level training in sensory integration. So I've worked with children for a really long time, and I'm a specialist in my own right. And I realised that a couple of really kind of well-known eco companies were being taken over, and had a chat with my friend over a cup of tea with a tiny baby in arms and a three-year-old at heel, and just started playing around. And I just fell in love with formulation. I love it. I love reading all the research and working out all the science behind the ingredients, how it's made, whether it uses petrochemical fractions or not, because I won't use an ingredient that does. Mm-hmm. Looking at its biodegradability, looking at whether it's vegan. And then I love mixing it all up and working out what works and doesn't work and what I need more or less of. And I use a lot of really innovative ingredients. So I use something called a biosurfactant, which is a soap made through fermentation in the UK. It's super cool. It's 100% biodegradable and it's absolutely fantastic. And I use that in a couple of my kids' products as well, and children's personal care products as well. So, yeah.
It's really nice to hear words that I don't understand.
and
I mean that in a positive way. I mean that in a way that I'm just a general consumer, and you know, hearing about certain products and the reactions and the causes and not using certain products and chemicals and things like that, it's really eye-opening. And I think that's what a lot of people want there. They want to know what is in their products. You know, the fact that the fact that you're vegan, that you don't use palm, zero waste, all of that, I think it's amazing. And we came up with a word yesterday, I said it was scientifical.
You did, and I love that. It's now, a new word.
It's a new word.
I might put that on the website, Michael.
Do it. Go for it. Trademark it. But what I love as well is even everything is considered with yourselves, even down to your branding.
Thank you.
I mean, we were talking about that yesterday, and I found that really fascinating. And I hope you don't mind me saying, but obviously your colours are black and white because you want to be black and white. There's no grey. There's no grey areas in between. And I think that's really, really clever way of doing it. And that subliminal message as well of, you know, it's black and white. This is what you're getting. And I love that. And I think a lot of people will love that as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's really important. I don't know. I've worked really hard to earn my customers' trust, and I've got a lot of customers that come back. I've got something like 68% return customer base, and I've got almost consistently 5-star reviews. And when I haven't got a 5-star review, I fix it. That's the other thing, because I can't bear people buying something, spending their hard-earned money, and not being happy with the product. So if it isn't right, I'll fix it, and I will always do that. But yeah, I think it's really important, especially in this day and age, that we, as a business, I'm accountable. Yeah. And so I have to make sure that everything is good. And I've really worked hard to make sure that I kind of meet every single element, I guess. So like it's got to be palm free. I don't want to use petrochemicals. I don't want to use anything that's based on petrol or is mined. I don't really use mined ingredients either, because the mining industry can be really negative. So even like the bicarb that I use in my products, it comes from this amazing industry in the UK. And what they do is they capture all the carbon dioxide from their other industries, and they use that carbon dioxide to create the bicarbonate of soda. And that's the bicarbonate of soda that I use. So even that is reducing our carbon footprint. So I really think about everything, because I really think it's important. We've got a responsibility to do as best, well, you know, do the best we can for the planet, because it's in a pickle right now. So
yeah, I find that fascinating, because I'm going to guess the majority of people would know bicarbonate and the very basics of what it does. But actually, what is that? So I think the fact that you even think and consider about where items like that come from, rather than, and if, even if you used one that was, you know, let's say the opposite, it was bad for the environment, all that type of jazz. I don't know where it comes from. But the fact that you're using it and you're considering exactly everything is, it just gives so much more confidence that your products are great products.
Thank you.
So I think we'll talk about, you are going to be offering a 10% discount as well to new customers, which is...
I haven't written the code though, so you're going to have to give me like 5 minutes.
That's all right. No, that's all right. Well, what we'll do is we're going to pop this on the grid afterwards, and I'll pop the discount code on there afterwards. So you'll have to come back and like the video, and then you'll have to follow Mixed Clean Green, and then you can use the discount code. But there's certain things that I'm going to write
today. It will be, the code is going to be the one that you said yesterday. So
CTHS10. So CTHS10
will be the code, and that will be going up any second. If I could do it on my phone now, I would, but obviously I can't because I'm using my phone. So I'm so sorry about that, guys.
No, that's okay. We can leave everybody waiting in anticipation, and they can place their orders afterwards.
What a muppet. One job.
And also, we noticed as well that you are through to the regionals for an award with Muddy Stilettos.
Yes, so please.
I would love for you to talk a little bit more about that, and for all of the followers and anyone that watches this on the grid afterwards to go over to the link and vote for you. So tell us about that.
So Muddy Stilettos is wicked, because it's obviously, it's a local business. Well, it's a business that supports local businesses. And I just think that's a lovely thing. So it's done through a voting system as well. So you have to really make your customers kind of like rally for you. And there's 5 of us in the Devon area in my bracket, which is the sustainable lifestyle business. But I'd love to win. I haven't won anything in ages. I haven't applied for lots, but I haven't won anything for ages. It just is such an amazing thing for small business, for any small business, because if you win something like that, even if you get through to like the finals, it's great. It gives you the opportunity to get your business out there, and the more people that I can get to join the business and to become part of the Mix family, the more plastic we save and less toxic waste. And I mean, I think I worked out recently, I think my latest count is something like 26,000 units of plastic have been saved from landfill through my business.
That's mental.
And that's mental, like in 3 years. And that's not me, that's my customers. That's my customers. And what's even more bonkers is I've made literally every single product, bar probably a few, when I had employees for a really short period of time. So yeah, that like kind of blows my mind. I think that's awesome.
It's such an achievement. You should be so proud of yourself and the business. Yeah. But so you've created something which is genuinely amazing and great. I think that's great. So what we'll do is we'll pop that link for people to vote as well. We'll pop that on the grid afterwards as well. So that is, and if anyone wants to look at it now, it's devon.muddystilettos.co.uk /awards/nominate, and you'll see Mixed Clean Green up there where you do your votes.
Thank you.
one thing that we were speaking about yesterday is mental health and well-being, and I know that that's really, really important to you as well.
Yeah,
so instead of me talking about it, I'd love for you to talk about it. What's your take on mental health and well-being, and how does that sort of tie back in.
I think there's so much to say, isn't there? I mean, we had a really frank discussion yesterday. I'm quite open. I've got mental health difficulties, and I have done since I was a teenager. And there's just something about your home environment, you know, especially post-COVID. We're much more attached to our homes now. You know, a lot of people work from home, and suddenly our home environment has become really important. And I think when you then sort of put your mental health into that picture, it's thinking about how cleaning can really help. And so keeping your home nice and organized can make such a big difference. And actually Penny said, she said to me, when I was chatting with Penny, the founder of the Clean and Tidy Show, she was saying that she has to have her head pods and her trainers by the front door, because if she doesn't have them there, she won't go for a run. And that for me was just so perfectly kind of demonstrating how important it is to set your home up to work for you. And yeah. I think with cleaning, there's something about making sure that your home is clean. There's the being able to use your body, so recruiting your muscles gives you a little bit.
Dog's barking. We had a peacock in the garden yesterday, and I think the peacock might be back again. So if the dog's barking, please. Sorry to interrupt.
When you use your muscles and you do lots of kind of like heavy work, so wiping and cleaning and things like that, you're using your muscles. And when you use your muscles, you tap into this system called your proprioception, which is your body awareness. But proprioception, so that sensory input through your heavy muscle work, is known to be really calming. And then if you throw in something like essential oils into the mix, so essential oils will tap into your sense of smell. And your sense of smell is really important, because it you have emotional memories. And it's just so interconnected. If you can use products that to use smell good, and maybe even have positive associations, like from when you were little or something like that, when you felt safe and secure, and you're using all of your muscles and you're just doing a little bit of activity, then it can make such a difference to your mental health. And even something simple, like I said, if you can't do much, just do one little thing, just wipe one surface and then you're done. And then you can say to yourself, I did that one thing, and you'll probably feel a little better for it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I could talk about it for hours. I think mental health is fascinating, and I think our homes are so important, yeah. So important. Yeah.
And I think you're absolutely right. I think when, you know, it can be overwhelming, especially maybe if you've got young children or you've got a family, you're working full time, you've got a house. Just giving yourself credit for doing one thing is brilliant. You know,
massive.
Clean one cupboard. Do you know what I mean? Clean one cupboard, and every time you go back to that cupboard, you think, actually, you know, I cleaned that. This looks great. Yeah. It works better for me because things are in different places. So yeah, I think mental health and well-being, I noticed from our call yesterday, you are really passionate about that, and so am I personally as well. So I love that element about yourself and Mixed Clean Green.
Thank you. I mean, there's the other thing as well though, Michael, about mental health. Sorry, just to kind of stick on this for a bit longer, but there's also, I don't know, so we chatted briefly about Instagram yesterday, and so I make a point of using my home is not Instagram showcase worthy. It's a very old house we've renovated over many years, and I've got like a cracked sink. And I think it's really important as well, like if you clean, one, the things in your home will last longer, which is really good for the environment, and two, I think it's really important that you know, you can make things look nicer even if they're not perfect. We don't need to live in a perfect world. My sink's cracked, but it doesn't leak. It's fine, it does the job, it's functional. It's not, you know, it's the kids' room, let's be honest, it's the kids' loo. It's covered in wee, it's usually got mud and paint everywhere. You know, I don't need a nice sink in there. So yeah, I think that's the other thing for me. It's just people worry too much about how beautiful things need to look, and just need to look perfect.
I'm going to guess that's a utility room, not the kitchen.
That's the downstairs. Don't let them leave the kitchen. That's not allowed. We do have a running joke though, about peeing on the floor. Whenever I eat peas, I end up with peas all over the floor, and I'm like, "Who's peed on the floor?"
Can you believe our 20-minute tea break is coming to an end?
Oh no way!
Go so quick. But what I'd like, one last question, if that's okay. Obviously, you are coming to the show this year, which is amazing.
I'm
I can't
excited.
Wait to meet you in person if we don't meet before. But what can we expect to see from you at the what can we expect to see from you at the show?
So I'm going to be bringing a full range of my products to sniff and try out. I might have a few samples, but I'm not quite sure yet because the costs of that and the time and stuff might be a bit tricky for a small business. I'm going to do some demos, hopefully, with my products on the stall at the very least. And I'm also going to have some of my kids' products as well. So I make an eco bubble bath and face paints, and I've got some new products that I'll be adding to that range in the very near future. So I'll probably have that lot there as well. I might even have giant bubble mix by then as well. So if there is, then I'll probably drop some off at the kids' corner.
Nice. Well, I was speaking to our PR company yesterday about your new products. I won't talk about them on the live, don't worry, but your new products are really, really great. And I really can't wait to watch your journey and follow what you do. I think these new products are, I think people are going to love them. I think they are really fantastic. So massive kudos to you and everybody. Take a look at the website, mixcleangreen.co.uk and have a look. And you know, if you want to take advantage of the discount, we'll pop that code on afterwards.
Thank you so much, Michael. I will get that great code sent over in the next like 5 minutes.
No worries, no worries. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Kate. I would love to do another live with you another day when we've got some more products that we can talk about.
Thanks.
I'm going to go after this. I'm going to buy some of your products as well. So what would you recommend if I was going to buy 3 products today? What would you recommend that I should try out?
Multi-mix, bath mix and floor mix. And if you've got your own bottles, buy the refills. And then you don't have to faff around with having bottles and stuff.
Perfect. Perfect. Amazing. Well, thank you so much again. And I will speak to you soon. Thanks everyone for watching. And if you've got any questions for Kate, please pop them on the grid afterwards. Okay.
Thank you so much, Michael. Have a lovely day. Bye.
See you soon. Bye. Bye.